do this. Get set.
This is Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski on AM 800 CKLW, the information station. Running Flat Radio is a paid program on AM 800.
That day, for no particular reason, I decided to go for a little run.
And for a little run, I did. Chris Uzinski here. Welcome to another edition of Running Flat Radio. If you're not familiar with the show, we are a show all about endurance sports. Mostly running, some walking, some cycling, and of course, triathlon. And you know what? Today, I'm really excited about our next guest. Jen Miller joins us. She's a running journalist who's going to talk about her career and her new book called Running A Love Story. It's a really, really intimate look at her life, her career, and how running's been a part of her life, and it's been that, and the way it matures through her life as she matures. She's a writer for Runner's World, ESPN, and many more. Jen will join us at about quarter after the hour. Don't forget, we got Song of the Week at about quarter to the hour. And Ben Kaplan from iRun Magazine will also join us. You know, lots of news at Running Flat. For those of you who aren't familiar with what we do, we put on endurance events. We produce running events, mostly in the Windsor-Essex area, and we're going to be announcing one next week on the show that is in Detroit, Michigan. Looking forward to doing a really big race there. But talking about races, our race season has already started, ladies and gentlemen. May 1st is Le Chocolat. It's here in the city of Windsor. And we just added 25 more bibs to the sold-out half marathon and 50 more bibs to the sold-out 10K. We managed to kind of wrestle with our metal suppliers and get some extra production time in there, and they're going to fly them in for us. So it really is almost sold out. Do not in any way wait any longer, because those bibs and those numbers won't be there very much longer. So if you're interested in doing the 5, the 10, or the half, we'd love to have you. And like I said, there's only, you know, a handful of spots left here and there. We're also very shortly going to announce a race kit pickup for those of you who are registered. The 2 days for race kit pickup, what you need to bring, all that's going to be emailed out to you in the next week or so. So you don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Just, you know, it's chocolate. It's wine. And, of course, the wine is Running Girl brand wine. Really cool brand that... That's coming out with coming from our friends at Pelion and Wineries, and there's also like a reusable wine carrier holder that's customized that comes with that as well for Running Girl wines. It comes in red, it comes in white. It's really easy. It's a Chardonnay Reserve or a Bacchus. So you'll really enjoy that. That's the swag. And don't forget, there's tons of chocolate. It's a great waterfront course. And of course, Sparky's Toy Drive, which we're raising money for. I think we're just under our goal by a couple dollars of $5,000 that we've raised for Sparky's Toy Drive, and we'll be raising more during the event itself. And for that information, just go to runningflat.com. All of our races are there. Just hit one of the tiles, and it'll take you to our registration page that has a really cool video about the event, and all the information's right there. And we're constantly updating it, too. So people are always kind of wondering, well, what's happening with the swag? What's happening with race kit pickup? We're constantly updating those sites. So you just have to go back to that and get more information. You know, one of our other races that's open and is also selling really fast is the Canada Day race. It's a really unique race because it happens in Amherstburg, Ontario, right outside Fort Malden, which was kind of the epicenter of the War of 1812. And what's really unique about this race is it's just a 5K race. You can run it, you can walk it, but it's just so bombastic and patriotic and so over-the-top Canada. It's like nothing you've ever seen, because as Canadians, we're pretty reserved, right? We don't really, you know, do the whole red and white thing, but this event is just like that. You get a really cool shirt with the national anthem on it as your swag. There's an awesome medal that you actually get to vote on whose head goes on that medal. And this year, it's Wayne Gretzky, Don Cherry, Clara Hughes. They're the finalists from the suggestions from last year's participants. It's an awesome-looking medal. It's a real keepsake. And what we've added this year to this event is a virtual side to the race. So we have people registering from Germany, from other parts of Canada and the United States who are expats or, you know, Canadians who can't make it, and they want to run wherever they're at on Canada Day. They want to be that proud, patriotic Canadian. So we're giving them that opportunity. Registration for the virtual race will actually be capped the month before the race. So around June 1st, we're actually going to stop the virtual race, because at that point in time, we want to start mailing these packages out with the shirt, the medal, and the bib, so they can get there in plenty of time, so they can, you know, plan that July 1st event and run together with other Canadians. It's going to be an awesome, awesome event. Color Run Nights has been announced. I think what's really unique is it's going to open up in the next, I think, 2 days, Color Run Nights. Again, just go through the Running Flat website. There's a tile there for Color Run Nights. Color Run Nights is really simply this. For those who don't know what Color Run is, it's an incredible event experience where you can get the entire family out. You know, we would see four generations out on the course at a Color Run event. And the reason for that is because it's just a lot of fun. You don't have to run it. You can walk it, and you just want to be a part of that experience. So we've taken where you actually get powder thrown on you in four zones, and then we kind of like have a big powder-throwing party at the finish line. We're doing that at night. And the powder is all iridescent. It glows in the dark. And we have, I don't know, like 100 of those light standards full of black lights everywhere. Not only that, but in your swag kit is a really, really cool glow-in-the-dark shirt. On the shirt, in the shirt as well, comes this really cool headlamp. The headlamp has a black light built into it. So no matter where you go or who you see during that event, it's still all going to glow in the dark. It's a great event. Check out the videos that are online for Color Run Nights. It's a lot of fun, and registration opens up at like $24. It's super cheap early on to get into it, so I recommend you just go crazy and register your whole family, and it's going to be a ton of fun. That's July 23rd on the waterfront here in Windsor. Don't forget Walkerville Brewery Craft Draft, August 20th. We'll have more announcements about that. And we've got all kinds of other races. Next week, we're going to talk about the big Detroit race, finally. And you know what? Up next, we're going to take a break. You know, you're not going to believe these stories that Jen Miller has. It's an awesome book. She's going to be our guest coming up next from Runner's World. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW. I'm tired, it's sun to moon. Please.
Come on, Max, time for Brevecto. Good boy. That was easy. Max loves the taste of Brevecto. And just one Brevecto chew protects Max against fleas and ticks, including the ones that carry Lyme disease, for 12 weeks.
So no more monthly flea and tick treatments?
That's right. Hey, where are you going?
To see my vet to get Brevecto for my dog.
Brevecto, 12-week flea and tick protection for your dog. To find out if Brevecto is right for your dog, talk to your veterinarian. Always read the product label before use.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by AutoMax Windsor, your new car alternative. View their entire inventory of low-mileage used vehicles at automaxxwindsor.com.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, a few clouds with a low dropping to -3. Increasing clouds early tomorrow morning, the high reaching 6. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night, a 30% chance of showers early in the evening, then clearing overnight with a low of -2. Sunny for Thursday, the high reaching 12. For Friday, more sunshine and a high of 16. For Saturday, sunny, the high reaching 18.
On April 28th, we remember all those who will never be there for their daughter's first step, their dad's birthday, their best friend's wedding. We remember all those who will never again hear,
"I love you, Daddy."
On April 28th, the Workplace Safety and Insurance Board commemorates the annual Day of Mourning to remember all those who have been killed, injured, or suffered illness due to workplace accidents. Go to wsibdayofmourning.ca to find out more.
If you're thinking it,
they're exposing how they really feel.
The Lynn Martin Show, the only phone-in talk show in Windsor, Essex.
Weekdays 9 until noon on AM 800.
Looking to start running? Strap on a pair of comfortable shoes. Now put one foot in front of the other and keep going. It's that easy. This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Uzinski here. You know, today's feature interview is with Jen Miller. She's been a freelance journalist for the past 10 years, sticking to that, you know, work-from-home lifestyle because she loves running, but also because she gets to work with her Jack Russell Terrier by her side. She's just authored a book called Running, A Love Story, and it's a running memoir that's been published by Seal Press. Her work has also appeared in Runner's World, Running Times, The New York Times, and Details, and she also writes a weekly running column from her hometown of Philadelphia. And, you know, welcome to the show, Jen Miller. Hi, Jen. We seem to have lost Jen, and that's the beauty of live radio. We very rarely ever tape an interview on Running Flat Radio. And I think what's really, really interesting about this book, and if you get a chance to read it, it's such an intimate look at a person's life that it goes through all of these unique iterations of how she's, you know, coping with relationships and with family members, and of course her career that she's always trying to elevate, continue to work on, but most of all, trying to get ahead like everybody else. And it's an interesting look because it kind of goes through a number of years when she's a young girl, and talks about you know, her goal to get to Boston and to also be able to do PBs and do her best, like we all struggle at. Jen?
Yeah?
Welcome to Running Flat Radio.
Hi, how are you? Sorry about that. I don't know what happened.
You know what? It's the beauty of live radio, right?
Anything can happen. I used to do live theater, so I totally understand.
You never know. You know what? This is an incredibly personal look into your life.
It is. It's a little much.
Even your sex life is in this book, which you know, I was kind of reading, going through, and going, wow, this is such an intimate look at your thoughts and just your life just laid out there.
You know, it was much harder to write the sections about what goes on in your head during a marathon. You know, there's random thoughts and bits and pieces that sort of flit about your mind than it was to write the sex parts, but it was harder to have my grandmother read those parts. She called me and she said, I liked most of it, so I'm okay with that.
Awesome.
You know, it's a total picture of a life, and that's part of life, and, you know, it had to be in there. It's like I said a couple times, you can't write a running book without talking about pooping, peeing, or cursing. And you can't write a life about a life without sex. So there you go.
And I think the most interesting thing is all runners. We you know, in a number of weeks, I'm actually doing a special on running as a religion, and I have a running rabbi, and I have a running Catholic priest, and I'm Polish, so it's like, you know, a rabbi, a priest, and a Polak go for a run. And the whole idea is to kind of explore that spirituality of, you know, when you're inside your own head, you know, doing a 20-miler mm-hmm. or a 15-miler or a 10-miler, and just the weird stuff that happens inside your head, you know, that you're trying to work out. And that was what I found absolutely incredible about the book was it's all out there and how it all kind of works itself out near the end.
Yeah, and I actually have a story coming out in The Guardian on Friday that talks a little bit about the Church of the Sunday Long Run. It's what U.S. Olympic marathoner Shalane Flanagan calls it, and I connect it to having a place in my life that used to be church. Running sort of does that same thing without all the scandals of the Catholic Church. So, yes, it's definitely, I agree with you there.
How did you start writing as a journalist and make that decision and then try to make it all work?
I was the editor of my college newspaper. I never thought that I would ever do this for a living. We didn't have a journalism program. Nobody took the one journalism class the school offered, and I was going to graduate school to get my master's degree in English literature because I don't speak it good. I thought I was going to be a professor, and while I was there, I had the opportunity to write for the Philadelphia Inquirer, a little commentary through one of my classes, and then they said, well, you should keep writing for us. And so I did, and I realized what this freelance journalism was. It was not what I had experienced in an internship, which is writing hard news, which I hated. It was, you can write more featurey stuff, and you write about your life. And then I did that for a while, and then I ended up doing it full-time, and it's been over 11 years now. So here we are.
Yeah, and what made you write this book?
I have been writing personal essays since I was 18, and I've been writing about my running experiences, starting with the New York Times in 2010. I wrote about a bad injury I got called dead butt syndrome, which is gluteus medius tendinosis. But as soon as the doctor said, you got dead butt syndrome, I thought, I got a story. So it was a little bit about my experience with a running injury and also the injury. So I started writing stuff like that. For 3 years, I wrote a column for the Philadelphia Inquirer about running, which ended recently because I'm doing more work for the New York Times. But every once in a while, I write about my experiences, and those essays got so much response. And then I wrote another piece for the New York Times about dealing with depression and running, and the response was so huge that I thought, okay, maybe I should write a book about it. And here we are.
Okay, look at what is dead butt syndrome?
It's gluteus medius tendinosis. It's a fraying of a tendon that's attached to your butt. I'm sure a doctor's going to say I'm slightly off with that. It's a hip injury, so it felt like I had an ice pick drilling into my hip. Extremely painful. Knocked me out of the first time I ever tried to train for a marathon. I don't recommend it, but the name is hysterical and wonderful.
Awesome. How did you start running?
I as a freelance writer, I would take almost any assignment that anybody gave me when everything started. So a health magazine asked me to run a 5K and do so while being trained by this newfangled thing at the time of an online running coach. Now, this was in 2006, so that wasn't the way to be coached then. Not many people, amateurs, were coached then compared to today. And they paid me $750 for this, so that's how much it cost me to get me running. $750. I have a price tag. I played softball and soccer in high school, and I only ran when I had to, like to chase something, a base, a ball, you know, a defender I needed to tackle. And running was something we did as punishment, so I didn't quite get why running would be fun or something you just did by yourself. And then I went to college in Florida and tried to run at like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. No, you don't want to do that. I know you're in Canada. Like, take the flip of your winter and make it hot, and that's what I was trying to run in. So I ran this 5K. I ended up doing really well, so fast that they refused to print my time, and that was the start of this whole thing.
So, look, there's a part of your book where you actually talk about, you know, starting to run, and run, why? I mean, that's boring. And this show is really kind of based on trying to get people off the couch and into their first 5K, you know, by walking, running, you know, run the 5K. Hopefully we'll spark that in you that you're active and you want to do better, and you'll do a 10K and maybe a half or maybe a full, who knows. And there is that exact comment that comes out of most people, even folks I talk to who do CrossFit. And we'll talk, well, once you join the half marathon, oh, I can't do long distance running. I just find it so boring. And you kind of fought that. And how did you get through that?
Well, I think it was $750. That was a pretty big incentive to finish the race. Just sort of taking pieces of running, it didn't click right away, I should say that. I thought it was a great challenge. I thought it was great fitness activity, and it was hard. But I was in a terrible relationship at the time, a very unhealthy relationship, and running while not eating enough food is very hard to do. So it was only after that relationship broke up, and then my grandfather died, and then I bought a house, and then the recession hit, and I lost half my clients because I was self-employed, that I finally said, you know what, maybe I should try running more, because it was something that I could control, and it was something that I sort of saw flashes of, where if I'm out running, and this boring thing, you know, this thing I kept saying was boring, nobody's bothering me, I'm just by myself, I don't have to answer the phone. I don't have to think about how the washer broke, and I can't afford to fix it. This became this mental space 5, 6, 7 days a week that I had to myself. And it's still that, you know, even though I'm running, you know, 50 some whatever miles a week versus 20. And that's really how it stuck. And I would tell people who don't understand it, or they haven't struggling with it, take your time. It's not going to catch right away. And if it doesn't catch, that's okay too. But I wouldn't say just do one 5K. Try 2, 3, and see if it catches on after that.
And there's also that old adage, too, about, you know, you have to really, really like your running partner, which is you inside your own head, right? And that's really the reality of long-distance running, is you really have to come to terms with who you are.
And I don't run with groups all the time because I value that space. Now, when I'm running as much as I am right now, I have a marathon in 3 weeks. I get really bored with myself, so I listen to podcasts. So I'm listening to other people tell me things. But when I'm not running that much, I do. I do like to, you know, take my brain on the road and let it operate at another level. And that actually is where I come up with a lot of my writing ideas. So that's, you know, it's I'm not wasting time. I'm actually working while I'm out there without really thinking about it.
And really quickly, and is that why you think, like, I know a lot of journalists, they're all runners. Is that why you think that it's so prevalent in that industry?
That I think occupation? So. I think that writing has taken the place of the smoke break. And, you know, I know people who've done that. Like, when they start to get running, they've quit smoking or they're trying to quit smoking. I said, well, try to replace that time where you take a time out and take a cigarette break to start and just go run and see if it does the same thing. I think it's the same brain space. Like, you're pausing and you're stopping, and it lets you sort of solve things, but in a much healthier way than taking a smoke break. And I think there's a lot of, you know, think about English poets or whoever who rambled in fields, you know, right, walked across fields and wrote their poetry. It's the same thing. It's just at a faster pace.
Awesome. We're up against a break, Jen. We'll catch you on the other side of the news. You're listening to Running Flat Radio on AM 800 CKLW.
Get to Larry Reno Ford and RV Sales this Friday through Sunday for their huge Spring Fever Blowout Sale. Everything you need to hit the road and camp out this summer at affordable prices. Over 300 new and used travel trailers, fifth wheels, hybrids, 10 campers, cars, trucks, and SUVs will be on site. The best pricing on the largest selection of inventory ever for 3 days only, April 15th through 17th. Now is the time to take home an adventure. Financing available. Larry Reno Ford and RV Sales in Harrow. Visit RenoRVSales.com. For details.
It's official. Baseball is back. So we're taking $2 off 12-pack cans of Miller Lite, the official beer of Major League Baseball in Canada.
Go,
save $2 on 12-pack cans of great-tasting Miller Lite at the beer store. Is Miller Lite the best-tasting light beer? There's only one way to find out. With the official beer of Major League Baseball in Canada, it's Miller time. Ontario only for a limited time while supplies last. Trademarks used with permission of Major League Baseball Properties Incorporated. Don't drink and drive.
It's 7:30.
From the AM 800 News Center, your number one news source in Windsor-Essex, an information update with Paul McDonald.
No injuries are reported after a garbage truck lost its load at Riverside Drive and Strabane Avenue in Windsor this afternoon. The 61-year-old driver has been charged with driving with an insecure load. A celebration of local food and drink producers is being planned for Amherstburg later this summer. The Windsor-Essex Harvest Festival will be held at Fort Malden in September. Mayor Aldo DiCarlo was the chair of the new event and says it's not a replacement for the Shores of Erie, but it will fill a void left again this year by the festival's cancellation. Police are asking for the public's help as they investigate an assault in West Windsor. A 49-year-old man suffered serious but non-life-threatening head injuries when he was attacked in his home in the 3400 block of Sandwich Street around 5 this morning. Police say an unknown suspect forced his way in and allegedly struck the victim before fleeing. The Be a Donor flag is flying over Windsor City Hall. The flag was raised during a ceremony today to encourage people to register to be an organ donor and tissue donor. The donor rate in Windsor-Essex is 25% below the provincial average of 29%. In sports, the Tigers bounce back with an 8-2 win over the Pirates at Comerica Park this afternoon. Justin Upton had four hits, including a monster home run in the first inning. Blue Jays and Yankees are scoreless through the first inning. Weather-wise, a few clouds for tonight, a low of -3. We're at 8 right now. That's 46 Fahrenheit. I'm Paul McDonald, AM 800 News.
From doomsday theories to UFOs and prophecies of disaster to life after death. Get it all. Get it here during Coast to Coast AM. Weeknights from 1 a.m. till 5 on AM 800. Enjoy the luxury of experiencing your favorite local sports teams from home. Catch University of Windsor and St. Clair College sports broadcasts, as well as the Essex Ravens football games, all from the comfort of your own home with TV Kochiko in high definition. Visit tvkochiko.com for complete schedules. TV Kochiko, the home of live local sports in HD on cable 700 and cable 11. You can also listen to your favorite AM 800 programs like The Morning Drive, The Lynn Martin Show, The Noon Report, and The Afternoon News on both channels. TV Kochiko and AM 800, a great partnership. Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Get more info on local races and registration at runningflat.com.
And welcome back to Running Flat Radio. Chris Yuzinski here. Our special guest from Philadelphia joining us is Jen Miller, who's authored a wonderful book that I recommend you run out and pick up right now called Running a Love Story. And, you know, we were just talking about how journalists are running a lot. I see it a lot when I speak to, obviously, the number of magazines that are in Canada and in Michigan. Where do you think running is taking you?
Well, it's given me a nice career. I have to say, I write about running more than I ever have. And some people have said that that's me taking advantage of the sport. And I'm like, no, I've always written about what I enjoy. You know, it's introduced me to a wonderful community and group of people that I never would have known otherwise. I've been doing a lot of promotion events for the book, not at bookstores, but at running stores.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go out with the group, you know, a nightly group run. They have a weekly group run, and we'll talk. And last week I ran with an astrophysicist who's a professor at Princeton University. And I just meet every walk of life of person, and even if I don't sell that many books, it's just an amazing experience getting to join these groups for book events and not. I ran a trail race in Nova Scotia in the summer because I was vacationing there, and I decided, well, I'm going to go run this wacky trail race, and I got to learn a lot about the Blue Jays and just...
Nothing like being immersed in Canada. And we've lost Jen Miller. You know what? She'll be back right after these messages.
School drop-off, pickup, working, making lunches. Jane has no time to research the best place to buy new tires. Luckily, her friend Ron knows a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy, Glenn at Multi-Tire Craft. He's local, has great service, and connected to more than 270 tire crafts, so you'll always get a great price.
The Yokohama Geolander G055, built for crossover and SUV vehicles to deliver exhilarating performance. Before May 31st, get up to $70 cash back when you buy select Yokohama tires. Find your guy at TireCraft.com.
When learning, some are coached.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do.
And some are not.
Do, re, mi.
Sorry.
Now think about banking. Your mortgage. No coach? Choose Libro. Libro Mortgages and Banking include a coach, your very own expert who actually cares about your prosperity. Looking for mortgage advice? Start with a Libro coach today. Because while you can do it yourself,
why would you?
Visit Libro.ca and prosper here.
AM 800 Weather is brought to you by Royal LePage Binder Real Estate. In today's complex real estate market, you need dependable advice. Call your Royal LePage Binder Real Estate representative and get started today, or visit RoyalLePageBinder.com.
Here's the latest forecast from the AM 800 Weather Center. For tonight, a few clouds with a low dropping to -3. Increasing clouds early tomorrow morning, the high reaching 6. Partly cloudy for tomorrow night, a 30% chance of showers early in the evening, then clearing overnight with a low of -2. Sunny for Thursday, the high reaching 12. For Friday, more sunshine and a high of 16. For Saturday, sunny, the high reaching 18.
And welcome back, Jen Miller. Hey, you know, what I wanted to ask you was, you know, in your book, you really do an amazing account of the running boom, like from kind of 2008 on, and how women have just led that boom and own the industry now. And, sorry, go ahead.
No, I wrote a big story about it for ESPN, too. My mother graduated the year and months that Title IX was enacted in the U.S., which mandated, among any things, that women should have equal opportunities in sports. Because in high school, she wasn't allowed to run cross country, track, nothing, because the school didn't let them, because they were women worried that women's ovaries would fall out on the track if they ran that far. So we've come a long way in a short amount of time. I think there's a lot of reasons for that. I think is more people started running, and the sport got more democratized. We saw people other than like 80-year-old guys in little tiny white shorts running, and women really, really grasped onto it and found what we've been talking about, all this great stuff, and didn't feel as much shame or you shouldn't be doing this because it's not womanly or whatever other stuff people say, which people still say. But women in the U.S. now run 61% of half marathons, and that's one of the most popular distances here. It's nuts. It's fantastic, and I love it. And that's something that I talk about in the book because it's really democratize the sport for everybody. You see people of different shapes, sizes, ages, everything running now at your local 5K, not just those skinny white dudes.
You know, that's really an interesting look at it because I heard a quote the other day, and I've been trying to verify this number, that 80 million people in the United States identify themselves as runners. Now, whether that was them in high school and they continue that theory that, yeah, I was a runner, or I'm still a runner, or whether, you know, they're doing 5Ks or they're doing ultras, or Bill Clinton runs a 5K every morning, right? I mean, lots of A-type personalities on their treadmills in the privacy of their own homes do, you know, a half hour on the treadmill. And, you know, it's such a huge number, but I could see it.
It's funny because I know a lot of people who run quite a bit and say they're not a real runner. And I want them to stop saying that. My neighbor has just started running, and she went out with her baby jogger and two little kids and ran, you know, almost 4 miles. And she said, well, I'm not a real runner. And I said, why? She said, I haven't run a race. She said, it doesn't matter. But it's great. I mean, I hope more people identify as runners because there's more opportunities than ever to get into the sport and into races, whether it's a timed race or it's a 5K that's in your park. You know, I live in a very small suburb of Philadelphia. We've got races here all the time that I can just walk to. It's great.
Hey, you know, we're almost out of time, but would you read an excerpt of the book for us? Because you are a really funny writer.
Oh, thank you. Well, as I said earlier, you can't write a book about running without talking about pooping and peeing. So let's go there. So this is me going to the Philadelphia Half Marathon, my first half marathon, and I'm with my mom. So we'll start here. We file off the train at the last stop at 16th and Locust. My mom tried to break the silence on the walk over to the start by talking to me about my race strategy and the weather, but I didn't reply. My brain and stomach were both churning, and the crowds didn't help. As soon as I stepped off the train, we were swept up in a flood of people. About 18,000 people would finish races that day. I was just a peon in the midst. This race is put on by the Philadelphia's mayor's office, and it's not the most well-organized event. So when I saw locked porta-potties at the start, I thought that was normal. When I saw long lines for the open bathrooms, I thought that was normal. I got in line, and despite my cushion of time, the national anthem played before I had a chance to go. I hadn't even seen the starting line yet. I hadn't found my corral. I stepped out of line and shed one sweatshirt, two, three. Give me your tissues, I said to my mom. What are you doing, she asked, transferring the tissues to me as I handed the clothes to her. I hugged her tight. I love you, I said, but the bathroom. Come on, I said to the three women in line behind me. I found a bush about 20 feet from the porta potty, dropped my tights, and let it go. They did the same thing, trying not to look at each other, but giggling. I passed the tissues around. Hey, the cop said as we were wiping. What are you going to do, I asked. Chase us? My next New York Times story is about peeing. It's great. It's a great way to earn a living.
It's an awesome
hard news here.
And you know what I love about this show, and I try to transfer this over to everything we do at Running Flat, is that every runner has a story. Every single one of them. Their journey, where they started from, where they're going, what are their dreams, their aspirations, what they've gone through. And we've heard a lot of the pee and poo stories amongst ourselves as runners on long runs. So, you know, there's always someone trying to, you know, one-up you on it. This is a wonderful story. It's so personal. And thanks for sharing your life with us.
Oh, thank you for letting me chat with you today.
You bet. All the best, Jen.
Thanks so much.
Jen Miller joins us from Philadelphia. Her new book is Running, A Love Story. And go and buy it. It's a great read, and you'll chuckle, just like the poop story you just heard. It's now that time of the week where we do the song of the week. And it's really the song that kind of gets you up and running and kind of down the driveway. And it's that new song that you really want to put on your iPod and go for a run. This is The Shelters with Rebel Heart on Running Flat Radio.
feels better than victory. You get the features on the Toyota of your dreams. Backup camera, navigation, and available lane departure alert, all at a great price. That's value, and that's victory. During Red Tag Days, lease a new 2016 Camry LE for $107 biweekly at 1.49% APR for 60 months with $2,450 down and customer incentive applied. Red Tag Days, on now at your Ontario Toyota dealers. Real people, great cars. See getyourtoyota.ca for details.
It's never been easier to buy tires at Canadian Tire. For a limited time, spend $200 on any set of tires with your Options MasterCard and get our 24-month equal payment plan with no interest. You'll be cruising around worry-free in no time. I did it, and now I'm getting hair extensions put in as I speak, so I'll really feel the wind through my hair. How's it looking, Sven?
Wow, it looks great. I'm stunned.
Equal payments on approved credit with your Options MasterCard. Conditions apply to no interest. See flyer for full details. Canadian Tire, Canada's Garage.
The LCBO invites you to say hello, spring, with some refreshing picks at even more refreshing prices. Until April 13th, you can pick up a bottle of Brut Lafiole Côte de Rhône for an amazing $3 off. This medium-bodied wine is filled with aromas of berries and spice. You can celebrate spring with this limited-time offer only at the LCBO. While supplies last, quantities are limited.
The local television program where our community's volunteers, politicians, and business leaders from Windsor, Essex go face-to-face with host John Fairley only on TV Kojiko.
Truly local television.
The place you can hear AM 800 right on your TV on HD Cable 700 and Cable 11.
You can also listen to your favorite AM 800 programs like The Morning Drive, The Lynn Martin Show, The Noon Report, and The Afternoon News on both channels.
TV Kojiko and AM 800.
A great partnership.
Visit TVKojiko.com for show times.
Good things are happening right now. There are so many new and exciting events going on in Windsor, Essex that it can be hard to keep track of them. From clubs, festivals, community groups, theater, activism, charity functions, live music, and so much more. To keep you on top of it all, AM 800's community calendar has an up-to-date list for you to check out. Go online to am800cklw.com to see it all for yourself. Have a nonprofit event you'd like to promote? Email us at calendar at am800cklw.com.
Radio, Rebel Heart by The Shelters. Now that doesn't get you running, nothing will. It's it's time to introduce our good friend Ben Kaplan.
This is Running Flat Radio on AM 800. Tonight's running news is brought to you by iRun.
Editor-in-Chief of Iron Magazine, Ben Kaplan, joins us. How are you, Ben?
You got my heart racing with that jaunty little number. Very good.
It's an awesome tune, man. The Shelters with Rebel Heart. And I know you weren't with us last week because it was your birthday, so happy birthday to you, my friend.
Thank you. 42 years young.
Look out.
Yeah, stand back.
And how many marathons are you going to run this year?
I am going to run...
Mr. 42?
At least two, perhaps three.
Nice.
You know, maybe if something falls out of the sky, I'm certainly not going to race more than two. But, if I get a last-minute email like, hey, Ben, come to the Bermuda Marathon, you know, maybe I'll do one more. But,
Yeah. Ben, come to the Berkeley Marathon or the Barkley Marathon.
I don't know about that. Big Sir, let's go.
Not a chance. But you know what? It's really funny because you know we had Dave McGilvery on a couple weeks ago, and of course Boston's coming up right now, and you know Dave famously runs his birthday on his birthday, his age in miles.
Well, geez, good for him.
Yeah.
I drank my birthday in beers. How about that?
No, I can understand that. So what's new in running?
Well, here's something that I'm fascinated by, both the story and the response to the story. So I would say what's new in running is the New York Times had a feature about a woman who cheated. She cut the course to win a triathlete, I believe, in Vancouver. Okay, I'm going to be a little foggy on the exact details,
okay. But
the point is this was a 45-year-old Canadian woman, mother of two, who ran a triathlon and cut the corners to win her age. It wasn't for money, and it wasn't winning Boston, or it wasn't anything of particular notice. I can't remember what the race was, but it wasn't, you know, it's not the Boston Marathon and it's not the Rio Olympics. So the woman, a 45-year-old woman, mom, cuts the corners and she wins her age group and she's later discovered and she denies it. Okay, that's a story, right? But what struck me is why is that story the most read story for a couple of days in the New York Times? What is it about? Like, you're all these people never going to run a triathlon, don't know anything about it. You know, what is it that makes people want to read about a woman who got caught cutting corners in a triathlon? You know?
You know, and I got to tell you, I've equally been fascinated by this along with you. Not so much by that story, but by the story of Gia, the blogger. The running blogger out of the United States. She's the one who had a friend of hers run the Boston Marathon for her and then, you know, requalified for Boston again.
Yeah.
Because she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And what really struck me was the outrage, not from, you know, the running community saying, shame on you, but as much as the people saying, well, shame on them for you know, not letting her do that.
Uh-huh.
So on next week's show, this story was kind of broken by another blogger called Marathon Investigations.
Okay, awesome.
And the guy's name is Derek Murphy, and Derek is more of a stats guy.
Okay,
who's always trying to figure out, you know, how in the world does somebody who's running a 5-hour Boston Marathon time, how did they qualify at X race for that bib? Which it was a qualifier, right? I mean, they actually qualified at a qualifier, and then they came to run the actual race, and then they added 2 hours to their time.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, well, how does that work?
And he's on the case. Well, cool. I mean, that's an interesting guy, you know. My theory is, though, that people... we're so interested in this story because there's a lot of people who think people that run triathlons or people that run marathons are holier than thou. So these are people who I think there's a little bit of hating going on, and that you think, oh, you run a triathlon, you're so cool. So people like to read the story of the downfall of some sort of athlete who perhaps, I mean, I could be projecting, but my wife told me this theory and I like it. Because I don't understand what would be so interesting to people about this woman who, you know, got 6 minutes off her time like that. So my question is just like, why do you care? But I think it's like when you're reading the story about, you know, the CEO of the TSO, the Toronto Symphony Orchestra, who was having affairs or something like that. Like somehow, you know, to see the mighty fallen, people take some sort of delight in that.
Like Charlie Sheen?
Synonymous with the mighty,
or the fallen.
Yeah,
I know. But I think that's just a fascination with you know, human beings and the way we look at media and everything else, right? I mean, that's we love to grandize our heroes, and we love to just kind of knock them down.
Yeah,
and that's American politics. I'm sorry.
Right.
That's exactly how we treat our politicians, and that's just the way it is. Any other big news happening in running?
Well, I mean, the exciting thing is he finished at the Barkley Marathon was just this past weekend, and not only did a Canadian was winning for, and this is, I guess, I don't know if it's not the most difficult race in the world, but certainly something that you or I...
It's not a race. It's a treasure hunt.
Yeah.
It's a treasure hunt on the side of a mountain which doesn't have a real course, and it doesn't have any aid stations, and it's not supported. It's not even race-directed.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't figure it out. I mean, it's not like... You know, we're talking about a traditional ultramarathon that goes through a desert or, you know, through the Badlands or through Death Valley. I have really mixed feelings about, you know, all the promotion that this race gets because the organization is so minimalist. And I just see it as such a danger to athletes. But anyway, that's just me just piping off. Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, it sort of ties in with the other story. I mean, these things that we're talking about now sort of are on the extreme edge, you know, that these are the things that, like, you know, interest people. But, you know, what's happening in running is that, you know, race season's about to start. So, you know, all the things from Calgary to Vancouver and Toronto and Mississauga and, man, it's all these races are coming in now. So, you know, the weather's getting warm and runners are getting running and all the sneaker companies are releasing new product. So, I mean, I know here in Toronto, I think they said, I have my long run on Friday and I think they said it's going to be 16. So, you know, to be out there and do 35 in shorts and a t-shirt, it's like, let's go. So, you know, forget about the Barkley Marathon, forget about the woman who cheated on a triathlon, but more like, let's celebrate running because it's getting, you know, we made it through the winter and it's time to go, go, go.
You know, we had a fantastic winter, without a doubt here in our region. It was incredible. And then we had the Martian Marathon this last weekend in Dearborn. So, you know, I was running the five with my kids, and my wife was running the half marathon, and a blizzard hit us. Unbelievable. And then the following day, we were out timing a local race here, the spring thaw that the Running Factory puts on. And it's just a fabulous race because it's really, it just kind of signals to everyone, it's the start of the running season officially.
Yeah.
You know, when the spring thaw happens. And it snowed. Yeah. And it was like, come on. Like, you got to be kidding me. And then, it's going up to 70 this weekend. So
Yeah, man. I think it snowed a little bit today. But they keep saying, like, we keep getting, I mean, here, my daughter, it's kindergarten. They just, today was the day that they moved the morning lineup outside.
There you go.
That's got to mean something. Me and all the other dads, one schmuck to another, we were saying, yep, okay, spring is here, baby. Spring is here, you know.
Thanks, Ben. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
Rock on.
Ben Kaplan is the editor-in-chief of Iron Magazine. He joins us every week here on Running Flat Radio. Special thanks to my guest today, Jen Miller, and her book, Running, A Love Story. For information about Le Chocolat, which is coming up May 1st, Canada Day, the Color Run Nights, or any of our other runs, please go to runningflat.com. And to any one of our Facebook pages, really. And also follow us on Twitter at Running Flat. Thanks to all of you who are downloading this show and, you know, taking me along for a walk or a run or your workout. Thanks. Really appreciate that. And we'll be back in 7 days with a special report from Marathon Cheaters from Derek Murphy, the blogger from Marathon Investigations. And we wish all of our friends all the best this week at the Boston Marathon. So until next week, I'm Chris Uzinski, and keep running.
And that's the end of it.
End of episode.
Running Flat Radio with Chris Uzinski. Tuesday night, 7 till 8 on AM 800.
Running Flat Radio is a paid program.
Local news is next on AM 800 CKLW, the information station.